Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, whenever I've asked you how's life, you've always said life is winning. Thank you for dedicating your life to making sure the small business owner comes out a winner.
We sit on different sides of the aisle, and yet we have such wonderful conversations.
You're a tremendous resource to small business owners out there, and I'm proud to call you my friend. From one dinosaur to another, happy anniversary.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. Andy Goss is our guest. He's one of the top monetary experts on the planet and the author of The Secret World of Money, also Uncle Sam Cook's The Books. His newsletter is The World of Money. He is a gold, silver, U.S. coin expert extraordinaire. Nobody better. I need the other AndyGoss.com and what the other one, Andy?
USGoldCoins.com. Quick story about coins. A gentleman in Boston last week discovered a gold coin among his possessions he had inherited. He sent it in for certification, which is what we do, and the certification company called it authentic, which means it's worth $5 million.
Wow.
So this man has been living... He's been living an average life with $5 million coin stuck in his desk
drawer for
about 20 years.
What was the coin?
An 1854 San Francisco Mint $5 gold piece. Now, they only made 238 of them in 1854, and only three are known to survive. This makes the fourth
one.
Wow. So the other three are impounded in prominent or museum collections.
Wow.
And so you can't buy them. There's going to be a feeding frenzy over
right.
this thing.
Wow, that's amazing. Well, folks, so check it out when you get a chance. Like I said, he's the expert. Andy, we're talking about some of the issues that are facing the economy that the Fed would be watching to determine rates. And I asked you to put the employment situation on hold till we got to this segment. I believe that we're about to face, I called it in my newsletter this week, I called it a great irony, because at a time when people are wringing their hands about how much technology is taking jobs away from people, we're sitting here with 6 million jobs going wanting, including 2 million manufacturing jobs, because people aren't qualified to do the work. And it's so bad that companies are actually saying, we can't grow without more people, not more technology, without having more qualified people. This economy could be held back from its full potential because of the lack of human capital.
Absolutely right. And we're cranking our kids into this liberal education instead of following the German model, where businesses get with the universities and say, okay, which type of machine operators do we need? And then training them to take those jobs. So business needs to get involved with academia. And I don't know which is not approaching the other, but I think it's something, an opportunity we're missing. When President Trump talked about an apprenticeship program, that's what he meant.
Right.
You know, all of our kids don't have to go to college to be successful. Sure, they need an education, but skills, marketable technical skills, that's what they're lacking. And I hope we get a program in place to give it to them.
Well, I'll tell you, I think we're already behind the eight ball on this one, because one of the things that happened in the last decade or two was the ability to borrow money to go to college, and millions did, got liberal arts degrees that allowed the colleges to raise their fees, their tuition, which allowed them to build bigger buildings for liberal arts schools, which are not educating people for the future 21st century jobs. And I mean, I think we're upside down. What do you think?
You are correct. You look at, I mean, you could talk to any industry that you choose that manufactures in the United States. They all complain about the same thing, lack of skilled workers. But at the same time, we got, you know, the lowest unemployment rate in decades, and wage growth better than it's been in a decade or more.
Yep.
So this is very inflationary. And from the perspective of those at the Fed, The only way that they're going to get these people is to increase what they're going to pay, because they're going to have to steal them from somebody else. So that's bad for the economy. I know it's good for America's workers.
We have
but
not
it really
seen
signaled some strong inflation.
We have not seen wage inflation be that much of a factor in a generation or more. And it's,
that's right, since the late 70s.
Yeah,
77 to 80 was the last time we saw this sort of pressure.
This is really
and
new.
If you recall then, a $20 gold piece went from $103 to $850 in that
yeah.
short little 3-year period.
I remember.
So that
hey,
was our yeah,
Andy,
that was our first dose.
Good job today. Thank you for so much. Will you come back?
Oh, absolutely, Jim. Yeah. My pleasure.
Thank you. Andy Goss, ladies and gentlemen. AndyGoss.com. Be sure to check out the website. He's got some good stuff there on his website that will make you smarter. You'll thank me later. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.